I was in Luton a few weeks ago going to a football match with my grandson. Took him to a football match. I was horrified. I was so scared.
Why?
I mean, everybody is running scared. You know, I don't really know where you're coming from.
No, why were you scared?
Well, because they were on corners.
They were on corners? What do you mean by they?
Well, the Muslims were on corners.
Oh, dear. What a crime to stand on a street corner.
Well, I mean, they're radicals, aren't they? It's scary. I mean, what
oh, my goodness.
About. I don't understand.
So people, well, I'm horrified that you can actually think that Muslim citizens of this country can't go about their lawful business just as you can. You were going to a football match. They could have been going shopping. Why should you be horrified by that?
Well, I don't think that, but I do think...
Well, it sounds like...
People come in go to America on holiday. Who's to say they're going to go home? Who's to say they're not... But some of them, it's a scary situation.
Harvey, if you go on holiday to America, who's to say you'll go home?
Well, I mean, history, isn't it? I mean, you know, at the moment we have a major problem.
Because they have brown skin, they're more likely to stay. Is that what you're saying?
Not at all. But they're running dead scared in Paris. They're running dead scared in America. They're running dead scared in London.
I'll tell you what. What you're doing is playing their game because you are giving into them.
The very radicals that you despise and I despise,
you're giving in to them by promoting this horrible view of the world.
So what is the answer? There's not one person who stood up and said, this is a terrible thing that's going on. There's not one person who's done anything about it.
No, it is a terrible thing that's going on, and I'm the last person to deny that if these people say that they are Islamist terrorists, that they quote Allah in what they do, I'm the last person to deny that, but I'm also the last person to say that that means that no Muslim should be able to come into this country. It's an outrageous thing to say.
Okay, it's an outrageous thing to say, but he does have a point. I mean,
he doesn't have a point.
I'm from migrants. My grandparents...
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself for having these views then, shouldn't you?
Because they respected it when they came here. They respected the country.
And so do the overwhelming majority of Muslims who come to this country and who go to America and who were born here.
Yeah, but there is an inherent problem here. There's a real major problem.
What is the problem of a first-generation Muslim man standing on a street corner in Luton? Why does that frighten you so much?
Oh, well, it wouldn't frighten you.
No, not at all. I've been to Luton many times. It doesn't frighten me going to Luton, apart from when I go to the football ground, but that's another matter.
You're very brave, I have to say.
Well, I'm not brave at all. I walk around London and I don't actually see black people, white people, Chinese people, whatever. I see people.
So what about these incidents that have gone on then? Around the world, in Europe, here. What about these incidents, these terrible incidents?
Well, there are killings by lots of people. If you go around America, you look at the murders that happened in America, there's all sorts of different reasons for them. They're not all terrorist murders. They're not necessarily Muslim murders at all.
The point is, Ian, something has to be done. And all Donald Trump...
Yeah, I agree something has to be done about the terrorism problem, but Donald Trump doesn't have the answers.
Well...
Would you vote for him?
I wouldn't vote for him, but
oh,
I mean...
thank goodness for that.
No, but when you listen to some of the things he says, you know...
I haven't heard. Look, I've said before, I come from the in previous presidential elections, I would have probably supported a Republican candidate up until 2008 when they went completely loopy. There is nothing that Donald Trump has ever said in this campaign that I could even think of agreeing with.
Well, I don't know what else he said, but I mean, in this instance, somebody has to do something, and at least he's making the.
Well, you see, we go on a slippery slope there, don't we, Harvey? Because if somebody has to do something, therefore we need to listen to what evil demagogues like Donald Trump say. We actually really do not. Enlightening. I don't quite mean it in that way, but that was a sort of enlightening call from Harvey, because I think there are a lot of people that think like that.